This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, June 27th, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. President Donald Trump said today he is suspending trade talks with Canada over its plans to continue with its tax on technology firms, which he called, quote, a direct and blatant attack on our country. In a post on social media, Trump said Canada had just informed the U.S. that it was sticking to its plan to impose the digital services tax, which applies to Canada and foreign businesses that engage with online users in Canada. That tax is set to go into effect on Monday. Trump said we would let Canada know the tariffs that they'll be paying to do business with the United States within the next seven-day period. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent reported today that Washington and Beijing have signed a trade agreement that will make it easier for American firms to obtain magnets and rare earth minerals from China that are critical to manufacturing and microchip production. Senate GOP leaders continue to work on their version of budget reconciliation. Changes to Medicaid remain a sticking point. Ethan Lane with the Cattlemen's Beef Association said the challenge of approving this package shouldn't come as a surprise. President Trump has hinted this past week his July 4 deadline might be flexible. Lane says any date is a heavy lift.
This was always going to be a complicated process. You know, a reconciliation bill that is, you know, a vehicle for the vast majority of a new president's agenda, and by extension of that, you know, a large portion of the Hill's priorities for the year, all wrapped up into one package. And then you add on top of that the sort of extra degree of difficulty of the parliamentarian playing, you know, that sort of judge, jury, and executioner role that is sort of outsized in this reconciliation route. I don't think there ever was going to be a route that wasn't incredibly complicated right up to the last.
Lane says it makes sense to meet the July 4 deadline.
I think strategically that makes a lot of sense to try to, you know, get this work completed before you kind of get into that crunch time later in the summer. And certainly, you know, that would take a lot of pressure off to focus on some other priorities. There are still, obviously, you know, as we're all watching, a lot of moving parts that need to be dealt with. And it kind of feels like it's one of those things where the longer you wait, the more variables crop up. So I think that urgency is still there to try to get this thing wrapped up before everybody leaves town. And, you know, as we sit here on Friday before 4th of July, that leaves a pretty busy week next week leading up to the holiday to try to get this thing done.
NCBA supports the big, beautiful bill, saying the consequences of not addressing tax reform could be detrimental to a lot of family farms and ranches across the country.
You don't have a family in the country that is raising food that's not also sitting at their dining room table or their kitchen table at night trying to figure out what they can possibly do to maintain what they have for another generation. Not to mention the other tools in this package, you know, the deductions and the different incentive tools that they're relying on to make sure they have equipment that functions, that they have the tools that they need, that they're able to you know, keep cash flowing through that business in order to stay viable in an incredibly challenging environment. We're not talking about, you know, gosh, it would be nice. We're talking about existential threats to these operations being able to exist if they don't continue to have access to the kind of tools they've had since the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was passed initially back in 2018.
Minority leaders in the House and Senate have criticized having farm supports in the reconciliation plan. Lane says it's not the first time the majority party has used reconciliation to approve policy. Finally, U.S. stocks closed at an all-time high today, yet another milestone and a remarkable recovery this year. The S&P rose 0.5%, finished above its previous record set in February, the NASDAQ up 0.5%, and the Dow up 1%. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.